Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Florida high school now ceases its witchcraft presentations. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Mac, this is a really shocking development that happened. Somebody contacted us, said, you know, they're having these Wednesday presentations on the school announcement system, which is now video. Of course, we used to have it on the intercom, but I guess that's upgraded now to video. They have a student on there teaching how to cast spells and moon water and what other demonic stuff you could imagine. And it's a student that's doing the teaching. It's a minor doing this.
Yeah, it was called Witchy Wednesday. And so this happened on Wednesday, and it began in September. And it was going to be a continual event every Wednesday for the rest of the year. So this wasn't just for Halloween, and it wasn't just some kind of pumpkin and kind of general Halloween things. This was actually telling students how to cast spells.
And part of the regular announcements.
It was part of the regular announcements. So when you started school day, this was in your classroom. Everyone is seated, and the announcements come over the video. Closed circuit video for the entire high school. This is West Orange High School in Orange County Public Schools, Orange County, Florida, right there in Central Florida. And it was West Orange High School. And the video was amazing because it wasn't just a girl that was speaking. It also had animation.
Right.
So as she was speaking, there was a pre-prepared video that was prepared by either the girl or by the school, by somebody. And it brings up the animation going along with what she's saying. So it's visual. Mm-hmm. And so this comes over the closed circuit TV. And the girl begins by welcoming the witches and warriors. Well, the West Orange High School football or sports
their
teams are called
the
Warriors.
The Warriors.
But she now introduces them as witches and warriors. Welcome, witches and warriors. And this is going to be Witchy Wednesday. It's going to be a continuing series. And so she begins with this first series that goes over the different sequences of the moon, what the full moon means of the upcoming full moon that was coming up in September, October. And then she goes into actually casting spells and how to cast a spell
right.
on someone.
I would be really curious to know if her parents know that she's really into this and teaching other students how to do this. This is demonic. And so somebody contacted us about this from the school and said, you know, this is going on. I'd really like you to look into this. And so we jumped on the situation, sent out a demand letter right away. And as a result, got a lot of media. Some of the media showed up at the school because this is quite an interesting situation. And it was shut down very quickly.
It was shut down. That's right. We sent a demand letter to the Orange County School Board attorney demanding several things. Number one, we raised concerns that this was a captive audience. And so we said that if they're going to allow this Witchy Wednesday, they need to allow another student with an opposite viewpoint
right.
to come up and speak as well.
And the parents should have the right to opt out their children
That's
of this
right.
kind of so-called instruction.
We cited the Supreme Court decision earlier this year, the Mahmoud case, that said that parents have a right to direct the education of their children, and they can opt their children out, in that case, of objectionable LGBTQ curriculum. So here, this was mandatory. You're in your classroom. You have no choice but to be there. And it's the entire school, as the announcements begin, general announcements about all different kinds of things that are relative to the school. And then this video with this girl and the animation comes on Witchy Wednesday, teaching them specifics
right.
about spell casting.
And what you said, the announcements are appropriate for things that are going on in the school, you know, the club's meeting, the football game, blah, blah, blah. But then to use it to indoctrinate these children in witchcraft procedures, I mean, so like we could say, well, can you have a student on there preaching the gospel as well, you know?
So that's what scared the
yeah.
school board attorney because we were demanding the right to opt out. So all these parents could opt their kids out. Of course, the parents didn't even know this was coming.
Oh, no.
Neither did the students or the teachers. It just happened. It appeared on their closed circuit TV. So they were already confronted with this. And so we demanded that they have a right to opt out. We also demanded that they have equal opportunity to have an opposite viewpoint. And of course, that scared the school district. The school district came back and they cited the Santa Fe case regarding graduation. They said, well, you know, the school doesn't need to allow graduation prayer. Well, we weren't asking for prayer. We were asking for another viewpoint, another opposite viewpoint. And then we came back and said, that case doesn't even apply, by the way. And what does apply is the case that we actually won at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that governs Florida, where this is located. The Adler versus Duval County School Board case. And so you need to do the right thing. The good news is that they got nervous, as they should, because they opened a can of worms, and they said that they were shutting down Witchy Wednesday, which is good news. We sent a response back to them saying that that is the appropriate thing to do. These announcements should be used for non-controversial things that are related to school events. Just stick to school events.
Right.
Don't use this as a propaganda vehicle.
And, you know, they probably didn't appreciate the media showing up and saying, what is this you're doing? We hear you have witchcraft teaching at school.
They didn't appreciate the media.
I mean, these children don't come to school to get indoctrinated. They come to learn the basics.
Well, the interesting thing is the school board attorney was kind of irritated, I guess, that the media got wind of it. Well, the fact of the matter is, yes, we did send a demand letter. Yes, we did contact the media. But no, we didn't identify the school. In fact, that's...
At first, yeah.
That frustrated the media because they wanted to know the school. We
right.
didn't want to identify the school. We just said it's in Orange County, Florida. We didn't say it was West
right.
Orange High School. There's a number of high schools in Orange County Public Schools. We didn't identify the school. But you know who did identify the school? The school board attorney.
Right.
The school board attorney in the response letter actually sent his letter to the Orlando Sentinel.
And a couple of the media actually did their homework and
they
did
found
the
out,
story.
Yeah,
yeah
they called the different high schools and found out which school it was.
Yeah.
But at any rate, if they're going to put this on the school, then the media and the public and the parents, they have a right to know. So if we had just sent a demand letter to the school board attorney, and the school board attorney would have then told the school, cut it out, then all the parents, students, and faculty and staff would know is that one week you had Witchy Wednesday, and the next week you didn't. They wouldn't know why. Now they know why. Not only the West Orange High School knows, and all the student, faculty, and staff, but all of Orange County knows, but in fact this went national as well, the nation knows. This is not appropriate.
Right.
Knock it off. Stop doing this where you're actually telling students how to engage in spells under the so-called Witchy Wednesday. And who knows, Holly, what was coming down the pipeline?
Yeah.
Because it was bad enough for the introduction. This girl was talking about folding different paper and doing it in a certain way and
moon worship,
burning it
yeah.
and moon worship and self worship and all these other kinds of things to do. And who knows what this would have actually led to if this had not been checked. So
not exactly what parents take their kids to these schools for.
Well, it's a good thing that parents, faculty, and staff in this particular case, when they learned about it, they reached out and they contacted Liberty Council.
Yes.
And we immediately jumped on this, sent out a demand letter, notified the media, and shut it down immediately. You know, it's kind of like Orange County and Seminole County. They're neighboring counties in Central Florida. They're just two of 67 counties in Florida. All of the counties in Florida are losing public school students. In fact, a few weeks ago, the media reported that the enrollment of students in public schools in Orange and Seminole County continued to decline for several years in a row, and thousands of seats are not being filled in these public schools. Why?
And homeschools are increasing.
Yeah, because homeschools are increasing. Governor Ron DeSantis has been one of the leaders in the school choice, so parents have an opportunity to choose a school other than the public schools. And the public schools kind of revealed their bankrupt ideology during COVID when parents were able to see exactly what was going on. This kind of thing confirms, you know what, there needs to be a mass exodus from these public schools into private homeschools, particularly homeschools are the thing of the future. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. And for homeschool information, cj.academy. That's cj.academy.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.